Hi, and welcome to this demo of the iPod Touch 7th generation. And in this demo, I want to go through some of the main features of the iPod Touch 7th generation, a physical description of the actual iPod Touch 7th gen, which is pretty much like the iPod Touch 6th gen, but I'll remind you anyway. And then I will do a demo of the iPod Touch 7th gen itself, of course, using VoiceOver and a few different apps. Let's just go through some of the specs first. It has a 4-inch, of course, touchscreen. It's got a nice feeling aluminium back with the Apple logo in the middle. It has the 1, 0 or 10A Fusion chip, which means it also can do augmented reality because it came in on the A9 chip. It's got 2 gigabytes of internal RAM as opposed to the 6th gen, which had only 1 gig of RAM. It's got the 8 megapixel rear camera and a 1.2 megapixel front FaceTime camera. And I should say, in between the back camera is also the flash, and in between the flash and the camera is also where the microphone is, but I'll go through that in a minute when I go do a physical description. Storage wise, we go from 32 gigabytes, 128 gigabytes, or 256 gigabytes. And just a note, the 256 gigabytes now outdoes the original iPod Classic, which of course was 160 gigabytes back in the day. It comes in a range of colors, including Project Red, and that's the exact one that I purchased. And as far as biometrics are concerned, it doesn't have Face ID or Touch ID, nor does it have 3D Touch. But what it does have, and this will become clear when I go through the physical description, it does have a real quote home button and a 3.5mm headphone jack, which of course I continue to lament in the latest versions of the iPads and of course the iPhones. So that's basically some of its major features, and I've sort of been getting onto a bit of a physical description, so I'll just pick it up and got it in my hand now, and of course it's just read the time because I've just woken it up. All right, let's start from the top surface. So the top edge, thank you for locking, on the top right hand edge we've got our power sleep button, a nice little rectangular button, and then on the left hand side towards the top, so the left hand edge towards the top, we've got a nice volume up and a separate volume down button. And if I come right down to the bottom and start from the left hand side at the bottom edge, we've got a 3.5mm headphone jack, hooray. In the middle we've got the good old lightning connector, and then on the right hand side, which takes up basically half of the bottom edge, we've got the little speaker grill. Of course, the front face of the iPod Touch 7th Gen is the touchscreen. And then if I turn it over and tap my hand up to the top left-hand edge corner, I've got a round camera bump. And then to the right of that, I've got a flash. And then in between the flash and the camera, that's where the microphone's actually located on the iPod Touch 7th generation. If we come back to the front face, and yes, I've just woken you up again, let me just press the power sleep button. The big, nice, round home button is down the bottom middle, and of course, it's like our traditional home button. This one's mechanical, it's not haptic, like on the iPhone 7 and above. And the only difference, I guess, between an iPod Touch and an iPhone, if you like, is that up the top, there's actually no speaker grill in the middle. It's literally just the front glass surface. And you can drag your finger down, and of course, you're going to hit the status line if using a VoiceOver, going from the top edge, coming down the front face and hitting the top of the status line towards the top of the iPod Touch 7th Gen. So that's a physical description of it. PM. And as it keeps wanting to unlock, I'm now going to press my home button to unlock it.
Passcode field. 0 of 4 values.
So I've got a passcode. I'm just going to put in my passcode, and this is going to be a dummy one. So I'm going to put in
passcode field. 0 of 4 values.
1, 2, 3, 4.
FaceTime.
Okay, so I've now got it open. We just do a 2-finger rotate.
Headings. Containers. Rail screen. ABC iView. Portrait. Sounds. Punctuation. Audio docking. Volume. Speaking rate.
And 60%, I'm just going to slow 55%. It down to 55%. So we've got our traditional iOS 12 icons on the front screen. So if I touch towards the top again on FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Okay, so we've got FaceTime. Of course, if I connected this to Wi-Fi, or as I'm currently sitting in my family's Subaru Forester, I've got it connected to our Wi-Fi hotspot here. So we've got FaceTime. If I flick to the right, of course, using voiceover gesture.
Calendar. Monday, calendar. The 8th of July. Photos.
Photos.
Camera.
Contacts.
Contacts.
Clock.
Maps.
Maps.
Weather.
Weather.
Notes.
Notes.
Reminders.
Reminders.
Stocks.
Stocks.
News.
News.
TV.
TV.
iTunes Store.
iTunes Store.
App Store.
App Store.
Books.
Books.
Health.
Health.
Home.
Home.
Wallet.
Wallet.
Settings.
Settings.
Page 2 of 5. Adjustable.
Okay, page 2 of 5. Flick to the right.
Dog. Messages.
And we've got three messages.
Red.
Safari.
Mail.
Mail.
Music.
And music. Do a 3-finger flick to the left.
Page 3 of 5.
And
tips.
Touch towards the top.
Tips.
We've got tips. Flicking to the right.
Podcasts.
Podcasts app.
Find my iPhone.
Find my iPhone.
Find my friends.
Find my friends.
Files.
Files.
Voice memos.
Voice memos.
Calculator.
Calculator.
ABC iView.
And then we get onto the rest of the apps that I've installed myself from the App Store. Now I'm just going to press home again down the bottom to go back to the main home screen.
FaceTime.
And remember I said there's no speaker grill at the top. So if I take my finger to the top face of the iPod Touch 7th Gen and bring it down slowly.
3:29 p.m.
Okay, there's status my status line. Item. So if I flick to the left.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars, iPod.
Flicking to the right.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bar, 3:30 p.m. Orientation locked, 67% battery power.
Let me just open up an app. I'm just going to go to my app switcher. So I'm going to press my home button twice.
App switcher, music,
and active. Flick to the left.
ABC listen, settings, just press record, trip view. Active.
Double tap on Trip View.
Trip View.
Now, I want to show you that it's also possible on this 4-inch screen, of course, to do a 4-finger flick left and right. So if I do a 4-finger flick to the right.
Music. Library.
I'm into
back
music.
Button.
So I'm switching between apps rather than my home screens. So 4-finger flick to the left this time.
Trip View.
And I'm back to Trip View. So that works really nicely. So pressing the home button to come out.
Faced.
If I want to get to control center notifications in the normal way, touch on my status bar at the top.
Locked.
And 3-finger flick
item.
Up.
Control center.
Take
airplane mode.
Control center.
Switch button.
And press
off.
My home button again.
FaceTime.
Touch on the status line.
Orientation.
And 3-finger flick down.
Notifications.
There's my
notification
notifications.
Center.
Okay.
Heading.
Home button. And
FaceTime dog. Messages.
Tap on
three
settings, so touch towards the bottom of my screen, flick back to the left.
Page 2 of settings.
Double tap on settings.
Settings.
And flicking to the right.
Search. David Woodbrook. Aeroplane. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Notification. Sounds. Do not screen time. General. Control. Display and wallpaper. Siri insert. Passcode.
Okay, etc. Pressing home button again.
Setting.
The radio is just as responsive as in... Well, practically in my iPhone 7 and 8 for that matter. So if I do a 2-finger rotate around.
Headings.
Headings.
Containers.
Containers.
ABC iView. Landscape.
It said ABC iView because that's actually my thing that I searched for ABC iView in browse screen input that I've turned on to become my rotor.
Portrait. Sounds. Punctuation. Audio ducking. Volume. Speaking rate. Words. Characters. Handwriting.
So let me just come off handwriting.
Headings.
There we go. So that works perfectly well with the rotor. There's no lag or anything else. And while I'm speaking about doing what I'd mentioned, braille screen input, let me rotate around to screen input.
Containers, braille screen input, tabletop mode.
And I'll just put it down on my Mac here on my lap. Do
A, B, C.
And flick down with one finger.
ABC listen.
There's ABC listen. 2-finger flick to the right.
Portrait, ABC listen. Settings. Button.
Let me flick down to ABC Sydney here in Australia.
Home screen. Connect to a live now. Edit station. ABC Radio Sydney.
That's the button. One. ABC
one
Radio Sydney. One finger double tap.
ABC. Close. Button.
The ABC. Celebrating the UN year of...
Enjoying ABC Listen.
My name is Phyllis Young.
Yeah, yeah. Stop it.
Not now. Button.
Not now, thank you.
Close. Button.
I'm from the Uplet Clan Group.
Okay, you can tell that I've got voiceover with audio ducking, so I flick
ABC
the right,
radio,
turns it, the volume of the down,
close,
stop
button.
Flicking.
Find more place name stories.
Okay, and two-finger double tap, stop. That's beautiful.
Face.
Pressing the home button. And, of course, handwriting mode works just as well. Again, I've turned it on to come up in my voiceover rotor. So two-finger rotate.
Headings. Containers. Braille screen in ABC iView. Sounds. Punctuation. Audio duck. Volume. Speaking. Words. Characters. Handwriting. Lowercase.
Okay, so I'm going to do an A.
A. 11 apps.
And then B.
ABC iView. B. Two apps.
And then C.
C.
And then two finger flick down.
ABC listen.
And there's ABC listen again. One finger double tap.
ABC listen. Close. Button.
And of course, that started playing straight away because I just previously started playing that media already. So that works beautifully. So pressing home again. Where would we be without some book apps? So let me open up Audible. Open Audible. And of course, I was using Siri, but it's holding on the home button then.
Audible. Close. Button.
And fling to the right.
Airplay and blue. Car mode, but play volume. More menu. Six Sacred Swords.
So I'm currently playing Six Sacred Swords. Let me touch down towards the bottom of the screen.
Chapters. Narrations.
Click back.
Jump forward. Play.
To play. Button. Just double tap.
Six one Sacred Swords.
Double tap.
Book one of Weapons and Wielders. Written by Andrew Rowe. Performed by Nick O'Dell. Prologue. Tales. Garrus was a long way from home. Every rattle and jolt of the train reminded him just how far he traveled. Not because the train was carrying him further away from Ithralis, though that was technically true. The barrier of the sea made a bit more overland distance.
Okay, two finger double tap to stop. And let's open up my Kindle app. So, hold down the home button again for the Siri. Open Kindle. Now two finger flick down.
Image. Prologue link lightning. For a moment the waters of Erythmorgue were lit, rolling and churning as though a great knife had plunged deep into the pool's murky heart. A dark wave shattered against a barely discernible outcrop of black rocks, hissing, spitting. Spray 100 feet into the air before
there
subsiding.
There was the page turn.
The world flickered back into darkness.
And two finger touch the stop. And home button again.
Face top.
One thing I wanted to show you before I'm almost going to complete this little demo of the iPod Touch 7th generation, I'm just going to demonstrate the recording quality. And remember the microphones at the back of the iPod Touch 7th gen, which I guess where it was on the iPod Touch 6th generation. So home button again down for Siri. Open, just press record. Okay, and I'm going to come down the bottom.
Browse, select, settings, start recording.
And button. Double tap.
Stop recording.
And there's our beep using just press record. I am now talking to the front of the iPod Touch. I am now turning the iPod Touch around, which I've now done already. And I'm now talking to the back of it. So the recording quality is going to get a lot clearer. And then I'm now turning it back to the front and I'm talking to the front of the iPod Touch. And of course, I can now do a two-finger double tap and stop recording.
Browse.
And tab. Go to the top.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi button. Recents. Heading. Done. But recording name 15.38.06.
That's what I just did. One finger double tap.
Recording name. Play. Button.
One finger double tap on play.
Play.
Recording.
And there's our pause. Beep using button. Just press record. I am now talking to the front of the iPod Touch. I am now turning the iPod Touch around, which I've now done already. And I'm now talking to the back of it. So the recording quality is going to get a lot clearer. And then I'm now turning it back to the front and I'm talking to the front of the iPod Touch, and of course I can now do a two-finger double tap and stop recording,
which I've just did. Okay, press the home button again.
Face.
And of course I can use Siri to play some music. So if I ask Siri now, play some chill out music.
Okay, here's chill music picked just for you.
Okay, so two-finger double tap to stop. And of course, again, open Spotify. Open Spotify.
Spotify. Open the Sense Plus Live.
Click the right.
Cockwinds. Track. Shuffle. Previous track. Play.
And of course, start playing that again. Two finger double tap. Home button. But what I can also do is grab the cable here, because I'm currently sitting in the Subaru Forester here at home. Plug in this audio cable from the car, and if I turn the car on and now do this, play chill out music. That was Siri coming from my car speakers, and if I turn it up with the controls on the steering wheel, okay, that's now playing in the car, which sounds a lot nicer through the car speakers, because they're hardened carbon, than it does through the little speaker on my iPod Touch. And again, just a note, it's working because I've got a Wi-Fi hotspot sitting here in the car as well. Okay, and of course I can open up Spotify just pressing the home button on my iPod Touch. Open Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah, two finger mouse. Double tap on the iPod touch screen, flicking to the right.
Open the context, sense plus profit.
And of course, you're listening to voiceover coming through the car speakers.
Light, button, cock wins, track position, shuffle track, previous track, play.
Double tap
button.
On play. And of course, I can use the volume up and volume down, not just on the steering wheel of the car, but pressing the volume down on my iPod touch here. Turning it down. And turning it up. Works beautifully. Two finger double tap to stop. Thank you very much. So that works very nicely as well. So, you know, it really is an all-round... Okay. Thank you. It really is an all-round iOS device, particularly if you need to also access Wi-Fi. So I can do FaceTime if I wanted to. I could also do Zoom and Skype and all the normal things you can do with apps. And of course, being an iOS device, I can also send and receive iMessages through the iPod Touch as well. So the only thing this doesn't really do, I guess, is be able to make a normal, quote, cellular phone call as opposed to a FaceTime video or FaceTime audio call. And actually, one thing I didn't mention when I was talking about the specs of the iPod Touch 7th Gen was that the 6th generation could only do, when you can do a FaceTime up to 30 people in a group FaceTime call, you could only do that via audio. Well, this fully supports, because of the A10 Fusion chip, this now supports up to 30 people, and you can, of course, use audio video now, not just audio, for your FaceTime session. But anyway, that will do me for this demo of the iPod Touch 7th generation. Price-wise, here in Australia, I bought this one, which was the 32GB one, for $299 Australian, so very worthwhile, a good entry-level iOS device. I hope you've enjoyed the demo. And now I am going to do some other work sitting here in the car, and I'm going to keep playing the Brain Food playlist from Spotify in the car, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.